Good morning, everyone. Today is 12th October 2022 and the time is 9:50 a.m. So basically, this is 10 minutes to 10 o'clock. So today we're going to be talking about how to make the right decisions that bring opportunities to you as a Gen X and as a Gen Z. How do you make the right decisions that gives you more opportunities? Now, decision making is something that is very technical and yet very emotional, because people make more choices based on emotion rather than logic. I love this quote about life because it emphasizes how important decisions are. Here's the quote: you make your choices, and that's decision. You make your choices, and your choices determines your future. Now, this just goes to show you the power you have on your, the only power you have on your future is your ability to make good decisions. Now, this is very, very controversial, but listen carefully. The only power you have on your future is your ability to make good decisions right now. Decision making is the process you take in making important decisions. Now, this is a definition. It's the process you take in making an important decision. Is equally the process of choosing out of many alternatives. At every point in time, we have to make decisions. It may be the food we are going to eat. It may be the show we are going to watch on Netflix. It may even be a bigger thing like the college to apply to or the person to marry. What is important is that we are making decisions. Now, I will not bore you, I will not make it sound very boring by telling you how to make your decision or giving you the ways you can make your decisions. I'm not going to bore you with that. But I'm going to tell you the criteria you should use in assessing that you're getting the most opportunity from your decisions. You understand, right? So I'm going to give you the criteria. I'm going to give you the criteria you're going to use in evaluating your decisions to make sure that it's the best one for you. Now, the first thing you need to think is, think long term over short term. When you're making decisions, you don't want to make decisions based on now, like only just now. No. You want to make decisions to include the future, what happens in the long term. You understand, right? Your mindset when making decisions should not focus only on now. It should not just focus on the present. Okay, this is a personal story from me, but I once had to make a decision of contesting for the position all the student bodies at my local college, that is university here in Nigeria. Now, I was not popular in school. Like, I'm not popular in school. I'm this kind of person that goes to the library, from library to classes, from classes to hostel, and nothing at all. But I asked myself two questions. One, what happened if I don't contest for this position? I was going for the position of the general secretary. I asked myself, what happens if I don't contest? And the answer there is that nothing. Nothing will happen. Nothing will change if I don't contest. I asked myself the second question. What will happen if I contest? And I answered it by saying that I have a better chance at winning the position if I contest, and if I win, it's going to change everything for me. it's easy to like focus on the now. It's very easy to like focus, oh, I can't. It's very easy to focus on the now. It's very easy to just focus on the present. But what happens if we start thinking long term? What happens if we give our decisions the long term perspective? You understand, right? We discover that we can make more from our decisions. So instead of you just eating that ice cream, you put it away to get a better body. Instead of you just sleeping in, you put on your clothes to go to the gym. We're not thinking short term now, because we're not thinking short term. We are thinking long term. And it's a very, very good way of making sure you're getting the best out of your opportunities by thinking long term. Two, making hard decisions that offer more value than making easy decisions that give you limited opportunities. Now, someone said something that I find really attractive or really, really interesting. Someone said that it's best that when you're faced with two roads or two things, always go for the harder one. And it stuck me with me, like, the hard thing about hard things is that they give the best results. Hard things give you the best results. Doing the hard things, doing the things that, like, if you think you want to do, it gives you, like, it gives you the shoes. Doing those things are what gives you the most results. Learn to take more actions that are hard. Now, I remember the poem about the two roads. Now, this is the poem. I'm just quoting it myself. I don't know if it's absolutely correct, but I'm just going to give you like the summarized version of it. I stood as the path divided into two roads. One path was well walked, the other less walked. I chose the path that was less walked, and it has made all the difference in my life. Are you seeing how beautiful that is? When making decisions, try as much as possible to go for the harder decisions. Go for the harder choices. You find out that they give you more results than just doing the easy things. Three, would you hate yourself when you make this decision? Now, this is something you have to consider. It's not just easy to just make a decision alone. Would you hate yourself if you make that decision? If it's going to cause you to hate yourself, if it's going to cause you to regret it, don't do it. This is similar to going against your principles and values. If you make a decision that is against what you truly believe in, you find it very, very hard to live with the result of the decision. You find it very, very hard to stay with the consequences of a decision. What you want to aim for is peace and tranquility. You don't want to make decisions that take away your peace of mind. You don't want to make decisions that take away your sleep. So when making decisions, ask yourself, will I hate me? Would you hate yourself if you take this decision? And these are the three things you need to note when making a decision, when making decisions, because from these three things, they will give you the best opportunities ever. I could go on and quote 10 things or 15 things you need to know, but I'm going to just stop at the most important theory. One, the value of the long term over short term. Two, taking harder decisions than easy choices. Three, would you hate yourself if you make that decision? So those are the three things I'm just going to tell you in this podcast. I look forward to me talking with you again, because this podcast was, I had planned it already, but I did not release it. I'll be releasing something very soon. Just subscribe, like, and follow me. I sincerely appreciate it. Bye.